Come north or south, go east or west, just get in your car.
Whatever direction you're headed, keep on course with Monitor 68.
I'm your Saturday night host, Ted Steele. Matt Allen will be here with all of today's sports news just 2 minutes from now. Later on, we'll have a live report on the exciting sport of auto racing from Los Angeles. Here come the young Americans with happiness. And that seems like a mighty good way to begin. In 1 moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
For 1968, Mercury's got it. The fine car touch, inspired by Lincoln Continental. Mercury's got it. The elegant Colony Park station wagon with dual-action tailgate and gleaming yacht deck finish. Mercury's got it. A bigger selection of hardtops than any other car in its class. Mercury's got it. An all-new Mercury Montego two-door hardtop that's nearly half a foot more car than other luxury intermediates, with more room and riding comfort. Mercury's got it. The award-winning Mercury Cougar, a roaring success. Mercury's got it, the fine car touch. Get it at your Mercury dealers now.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, here he is, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Ted. Hello there, everybody. Let's look at college basketball first. Monitor has learned that, contrary to week-long rumors, Niagara basketball star Calvin Murphy, the nation's second leading scorer, will not transfer to the University of Houston. That information learned from Murphy's high school coach, Jack Cronin, of Norwalk, Connecticut. However, it's not clear if Murphy will remain at Niagara. Conceivably, there could be some sort of announcement tomorrow afternoon following the Niagara-St. Bonaventure game. In games played today, Army beat Navy 66-44, Penn State 77, Pitt 68. West Virginia took George Washington 90-72. Florida State, the winner over Georgia Tech, 72-67. Wake Forest, 72. NC State, 66. Purdue beat Ohio State, 93-72. Illinois, 62. Northwestern, 61. Arkansas, 78. Rice, 65. St. Louis, 78. Tulsa, 62. TCU beat Texas A&M, 85-78. Colorado nipped Nebraska, 75-73. Mississippi State rolled over Florida, 71-67. And Brigham Young beat Utah, 93-90. In horse racing at Hialeah, the $75,000 added turf handicap won by He's a Smoothie, trailed by Irish Rebellion and Flit 2. At Santa Anita, we were awaiting the results of the San Antonio Stakes. They're just getting underway. At the 54-hole mark of the Tucson Open in golf, South Africa's Harold Henning is the leader. He had a 68 today, a three-round total of 204, and a one-stroke lead over Dale Douglas, Frank Beard, Bill Ogden, and Australia's Bruce Crampton. Defending champion Arnie Palmer stands way down at 216. Africa opened a two-pronged attack this weekend on the readmission of South Africa to the Mexico City Olympics. In Addis Ababa, Ethiopia today, the Ministerial Council of the Organization of African Unity recommended that all of its 38 member states boycott the Games unless the International Olympic Committee immediately reverses its decision to allow South Africa to participate. Tomorrow in Brazzaville, the Congo, members of the Supreme Council of Sport in Africa meet to discuss plans to enlarge the proposed boycott, which already has drawn support from 15 nations. Tonight, South Africa revealed it has appealed to African states not to withdraw. And, as if the Olympics didn't have enough problems already, the Austrian Olympic Committee added more fuel to the fire surrounding the Winter Games in Grenoble. Once again, the Austrians said the disqualification of Karl Schranz and the men's slalom was unjust. But this time there was a new wrinkle in the protest. The Austrians also claimed that the decision awarding Emrich Danzer fourth place in men's figure skating also was questionable. Justice was demanded. Meanwhile, two Winter Olympic gold medalists were also in the news. Wolfgang Schwarz, the Austrian winner of the men's figure skating, turned pro, and that in turn touched off a dispute. Austrians were furious that he signed with the Icecapades, a United States troupe, rather than with the Vienna Ice Review. And France's Jean-Claude Killy, winner of the Alpine Triple, apparently is serious about automobile racing. He announced today that he'll be behind the wheel of a Corvette in the Le Mans 24-hour race. In the National Hockey League, Detroit beat Minnesota 3-1. Gordie Howe reached the 30-goal mark for the 12th time in his career. In the Women's National Indoor Tennis Championships, Billie Jean King and Rosemary Casals advanced to tomorrow's finals. Mrs. King with a 7-5, 6-2 victory over Stephanie DeFina. Ms. Casals with a 6-4, 6-2 win over Mary Ann Eisel. And in baseball, Washington Senator outfielder Frank Howard rejected a $45,000 contract, which apparently is the team's final offer. And that's the late sports, Ted. Mel Allen here, friends. Now this word about Autolite.
You're listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford, a high-price racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil, almost a carbon copy of the one you buy, under $10. How come a low-price Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Mel Allen will be back tomorrow with the day's sports news, and he'll be here again next weekend. Here's Liza Minnelli's latest, You'd Better Sit Down, Kids.
You'd better sit down, kids, and I'll tell you why, kids. You might not understand, kids, but give it a try. I've got something to say. The daddy is staying, but I'm going away. Oh, just don't see eye to eye. I know you don't want this, well, neither do we. But sometimes things happen we can't foresee. Get yourself to school on time. I know you'll do the things your father asks. It's gonna need you more, so stay in line. Keep in mind your daddy's gonna need your help a lot more than he did before. No more fights over little things, 'cause I won't be there to stop you anymore. To go now. So come on and kiss me goodbye.
At 13 minutes before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Play School's 51st anniversary. You may ask when and where children attend Play Schools. After school in winter and all day in summer, here in New York alone, thousands of children are given a chance to discover the joy, the excitement and adventure of learning to do things for themselves. You can help us help them. Give today to Play Schools Association, Box 846, New York 1-00-19.
This is Lee Leonard inviting you to join me weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on WNBC. We'll discuss politics, show business, General de Gaulle, and many other far-out things. So listen to and call me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 11 till 2, right here on WNBC Radio.
Monitor New York, WNBC AM and FM New York.
Here comes Morris, Monitor.
You're pounding down the highway at the legal limit. At first it's fun, then it's routine. Finally, it's monotonous. And that's when the driving drowsies strike. Don't take extra chances. Pull over and fight back with No-Doze. No-Doze has the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit-forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
Okay, now that you're wide awake, drive along with Cab Driver on Monitor and the Mills Brothers.
Cab driver, drive by Mary's place. I just want a chance to see her face. Don't stop the meter, let it race. Cab driver, drive by Mary's place. Never mind the ticking of the clock. Only we.
once more down the street. There's a little place we used to eat. That's where I laid my future at her feet. Cab driver, once more down the street. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Perhaps I'll hold her in my arms once more. Then things will be just like they were before. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Cab driver, better take me home. I guess that I was meant to be alone. I hope God sends me a loved one of my own. Cab driver, better take me home. Cab driver, better take me home.
Auto racing fans, attention. Excitement fans, attention. Here's Monitor's report on that popular sport. After a six-second pause, we switch live to Los Angeles for the World of Wheels with Keith Jackson.
Hello, everybody. Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's new charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. You can buy a basket of nerves rather cheaply tonight in Daytona Beach, Florida, on the eve of the Daytona 500 for late model stock cars, offering some $200,000 in total prize monies. Weather for tomorrow, clear and cool. Sitting on the pole for the start, Cale Yarborough, qualifying better than 189 miles an hour. Outside on the front row, Richard Petty, also 189. Rain washed out the qualifying races set for Friday, resulted in a house full of big names being well back in the starting pack. Ken Squire sets the scene from Daytona at this hour.
Keith, such drivers as A.J. Foyt and Mario Andretti will start side by side in the 19th and 20th positions. Foyt qualified at 187.149 miles per hour, Andretti at 185.288. They expect the first two or three laps to be hairy. The cars are going so fast, they say they can't go two and sometimes three abreast as they have in days gone by. The race tomorrow is a completely different race. This speedway is finally being used up. They used to say you could just put your foot on the boards and go as fast as you wanted to go. And those days may have gone now with speeds of close to 190 miles an hour and in practice some speeds over that being attained. The drivers are nervous. And it's going to be quite a race when the 10th annual Daytona 500 model moves out tomorrow. This is Ken Squire at the Daytona International Speedway.
Big Buddy Baker, who starts in the black cap position of 13th, doesn't agree the limit has arrived for speeds at Daytona.
Not at all. As long as the engineers build the car to run faster, the drivers will hang on to them. So there's no limit. If they'll run faster down the straightaway, then... I don't think there is a limit on speed.
There was a two-car pileup last week in practice at Daytona, which didn't help any nervous systems, but again, Buddy Baker puts it down.
That was two slow cars, though. They were running 1964 speed. So, I mean, you can't go by that.
And Mr. Baker also disagrees that the expected high speeds will nullify the factor of drafting by the racing cars with this logic.
Somebody's not going to settle for second place if it means really... doing something heroic, they'll do it because not many drivers down here care anything about running second place.
The comments of Buddy Baker, who starts 13th tomorrow in the 500. The first 11 cars on the starting grid for tomorrow all broke Curtis Turner's 1967 qualifying record of better than 180 miles an hour. At Daytona this afternoon, Bucky Blackburn, Daytona, won the $43,000 300-miler in a 65 Dodge. Hoss Ellington, old Hoss, of Wilmington, North Carolina, was second. Bobby Allison, Hewittown, Alabama, third.
Most NASCAR drivers have a favorite automotive product or two they always use, but because one likes one thing, another likes another, it's a rare occasion when one product winds up on all cars. One of those occasions is tomorrow's Daytona 500. Of the 44 cars in this NASCAR Grand National Race, all are using Wind's radiator stop leak. But that's understandable. You see, it doesn't take much to cause a cooling system leak. Even the tiniest leak is enough to cause overheating and force a car out of the running. So these drivers add Wind's radiator stop leak before the race. Wind seals cooling systems to keep dangerous leaks from occurring. Protect your car's cooling system. Ask the man to add Wind's radiator stop leak wherever you get gas or service. It works on the NASCAR circuit. It'll work for you. Wind's radiator stop leak. One of the many keep your car going strong products from Wind's. We've got some unusually hot weather this time of the year across a portion of the Pacific Southwest this weekend. High 80-degree temperatures at the Stardust Raceway in Las Vegas. Some hot action as the 1968 road racing season gets underway. 19 SCCA classes running each day. Feature event tomorrow, C Production, GT Entries, Porsche, Toyota, Datsun, Triumph, MG. Reigning national champion, C Production, Alan Johnson, Garden Grove, California, a Porsche 911S. Toyota Datsun would seem to offer the most determined competition for Johnson's title defense. I asked Alan for his comments on the improving Japanese-made racing equipment.
The Japanese make a very sturdy automobile. I'd say, if anything, they're almost too sturdy. And the thing that they have to do is they have to get more of the horsepower out of the engines, but we do the same thing. So they're trying hard and we're trying hard, and I think that's the key to it. You end up with a car approximately the same weight, approximately the same engine size, and then you put heart and soul into it, getting it to run, and that's the key to it.
We'll have a report from Las Vegas tomorrow. And that wraps it for this edition of Wind's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wind's famous friction roofing, Wind's New Charge, and the entire family of Wind's products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in Los Angeles, reporting for Monitor Sports.
Tomorrow, two exciting reports on auto racing, the world of wheels and sport of speed. Be sure to tune in. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Carmen. NBC News on the Hour is next, and then there'll be more of Monitor. I'm Ted Steele.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
There are more than 2 million Americans who have diabetes and don't know it yet. You may even be one of them. A simple blood test can help determine whether you're a hidden diabetic, and by finding out early, you may prevent serious complications like blindness, gangrene, even heart attack. Why take chances? Go to your doctor or in New York City, call 867-6010 for free health department tests. Do it now. It could save your life.
This is Big Wilson. Remember, measure for measure, you get more. Mornings on WNBC. As the WNBC news staff and I keep you informed of what's happening with interviews and phone calls to the nation's newsmakers, you keep me informed of your opinion by calling on Plaza 78866. Mornings from 6 to 9. We act on and you react to the news in a bigger way on WNBC.
Monitor New York. WNBC, AM and FM, New York. The time is now 5 seconds before 8 o'clock.